You're listening to SBS News.
Bracing for a sustained outbreak of a killer disease, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt convened a meeting with his state and territory colleagues to determine just how prepared the country is for the coronavirus. The number of countries diagnosing cases continues to rise.
The latest advice from the National Incident Centre, that has now grown to 49 countries around the world. So an additional 7 countries in the last 24 hours.
Making more transmissions here even more likely. While the states will ensure their hospitals are ready, the Commonwealth will also work to equip frontline GPs, specialists and aged care facilities, which could be the most vulnerable to a deadly outbreak. That will be backed up with a national stockpile of 20 million protective face masks. But Chief Health Officer Professor Brendan Murphy says it is not necessary to wear them now, as the risk of transmission is very low.
We need to make sure that every part of our health system is fully prepared and that we have a flexible plan that is adaptable to whatever manifestations further outbreaks of this virus bring.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who has been in Sydney to meet her cross-Tasman counterpart, has confirmed New Zealand travel restrictions on Iran after it was revealed a woman travelling from there had become her country's first case of the virus. Australia isn't considering further bans at this stage, but Victoria's Health Minister hasn't ruled out school closures if necessary.
We're planning really for every possible contingency here, and we need to be prepared for the worst. We hope for the best, but we are preparing for the worst.
The overarching message from federal and state ministers is that the health system is well equipped to cope with an influx of new virus cases. Greg Hunt is urging Australians to continue going about their ordinary business.
Go down to the Chinese restaurant, go out to the football or the Grand Prix or the netball. At this point, coronavirus is contained in Australia.
But tourism operators are struggling to contain the devastating impact of the virus on their industry. Margie Osman from the Tourism and Transport Forum says the country expects to welcome 1.8 million fewer international visitors in the first half of this year.
I think this is probably one of the worst sets of circumstances that the industry's ever had to face. The combination of bushfires and coronavirus is more than tragic. What we're expecting is anything up to around $2 billion lost every month.
The dire situation has been highlighted at one of the country's most iconic tourist draw cards, Sydney's Circular Quay. One restaurant there has been running at a loss at what should be its busiest time of the year. And manager Alexander Camilleri says it's been forced to cut half its workers.
Well, the last few months has been pretty quiet for all the business around, definitely because of the coronavirus and all the bushfires.
Nearby Piermont advertising agency OMD is also counting the cost, closing its doors for the day as a precaution after a London staffer developed flu-like symptoms following a visit to the Sydney office. Gareth Borum, SBS News.